from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, August 11th. Coming up, a federal judge in Chicago has entered an order of contempt against the Illinois Department of Corrections over shoddy health care in prisons. We'll learn more from Melba Lara in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois State Fair kicks off today in Springfield. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Fair officials previewed the annual event yesterday with the unveiling of a life-size unsalted butter cow. This time-honored fair tradition turns 101 this year. Keeping with the fair's theme of growth, the sculpture includes a farmer kneeling beside the iconic cow to tend to the land. Kendra Anderson with Midwest Dairy says this buttery bovine is a thank you to the nearly 450 dairy farmers in Illinois.
We are so excited about this year's butter sculpture as she nods to the playful, gentle nature of dairy cows and their remarkable ability to turn grass to a delicious glass of milk.
The butter cow will be on display in a cooler with glass windows through August 21st. The fair features livestock shows, food, and entertainment. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Leaders of a new clinic opening next month in Carbondale hope they can fill a need for residents in the region and in surrounding states. Choices CEO Jennifer Pepper says the new facility will not be just an abortion provider. They'll also provide gender-affirming care, as well as other services they hope to bring online in the coming years.
It turns out it's the same person at different points in their life that need to access the variety of services we offer. And Choices wants to be folks' healthcare provider for all of their pregnancy decisions or sexual and reproductive healthcare needs.
Pepper says in the initial phase of opening, Choices will provide medication abortions. In subsequent phases, the organization will add wellness services, in-office abortion care, and potentially a birthing center. Choices is one of two providers who have announced plans to locate in Carbondale after the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade earlier this year. Circuit judge elections don't receive much attention, but they touch many lives. As Harrison Malkin reports, the race this year for resident justice of Champaign County features a first-time incumbent.
Circuit Judge Sam Lamentato was appointed in 2020 by a bipartisan committee led by former Illinois Supreme Court Justice Rita Garman.
That was something that Justice Garman told me, that really you can only make two promises, which is to work diligently and to apply the law fairly and equally to each person.
Lamentato, a Republican, focuses on family law. His opponent, Democrat Chad Beckett, lost a judicial election in 2018. Beckett says as a judge, the law would come before party affiliation.
I think that the values of my party are important, but they are a secondary concern.
Both Beckett and Lamentato studied law at the University of Illinois. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says there have been no additional cases of monkeypox connected to an infected worker reported last week at a Rantoul daycare facility. Public Health Administrator Julie Pride wrote in a news release yesterday that the daycare center responded quickly in performing CDC-required cleaning and in contacting all who might have been exposed to the virus. All of them have been offered the Jynneos vaccine, which is used to guard against both monkeypox and smallpox infections. CUPHD says the infected worker remains in isolation and is doing well. Still to come, we'll learn more about a federal judge's ruling holding the Illinois Department of Corrections in contempt. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
People have stories about their old car, that long family road trip, or that first car they bought on their own. Cars generate other kinds of stories and shared experiences, much like the stories you hear on WILL. When you donate a vehicle to this station by December 31st, you could get a tax break for 2019. Call 855-845-1960 or go to will.illinois.edu/cardonation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A federal judge is holding the Illinois Department of Corrections in contempt for its failures to provide health care for incarcerated people. Judge Jorge Alonso entered the contempt order in a lawsuit that goes back to 2010. And the order comes on top of a brutal report by an independent prison monitor who tracks prison conditions for the judge. Alan Mills is an attorney involved in the lawsuit. He has spent decades working on prison health care. Melba Lara spoke with Mills and asked him about the significance of the contempt order.
First off, the contempt order that was issued, it sounds bad, but what does it actually mean for the Department of Corrections?
It means that the judge is reaching the end of his rope regarding the delays that the Department of Corrections has been engaged in for the last really 2.5 years, not just in fixing the problems with the medical care in the Illinois Department of Corrections, but even in coming up with a plan to fix things. The larger background is that we entered into a consent decree 3 years ago, and in the first 6 months or so, the department was supposed to come up with a plan to remedy the myriad of problems that had been identified in prior to our entering into the consent decree. Consent decree is a court order, but it's a court order that's entered into as a result of an agreement of the parties, and failure to follow it can, as happened in this case, end up with a finding of contempt against whichever party didn't comply with it.
As part of this lawsuit, there is an independent monitor who reports to the judge on what's actually happening in Illinois prisons when it comes to health care. They submitted a report. Tell us about what was in that report.
Frankly, it's a report which includes some fairly dry stuff, but it also includes some stories that I can only describe as horrific. It really focuses on people who are elderly, people who have dementia, people who are disabled, and literally accuses the Department of Corrections of a violation of the Illinois law against elder abuse. The monitor described things like prisoners who had repeatedly broken bones because no one would help them get out of bed, prisoners who developed bed sores because they were immobile and nobody was willing to turn them, prisoners who wasted away, losing dozens of pounds because they were unable to feed themselves and nobody was feeding them, prisoners who had cancer, it turned out, but were only given Tylenol, and by the time they were taken out to a specialist, it was too late. The cancer had metastasized, and they died shortly thereafter. It is not easy reading. It took me a long time to get through it because it was just such horrible scenarios, one after another after another.
And despite this, the repeated reporting on the problems on healthcare, as you know from your work, it's really difficult to get people to care sometimes about people in prison getting poor healthcare. What do you say to those people?
I would say two things. First of all, 95% or so of prisoners are going to come home. If they aren't given medical care in prison, then they're going to need it when they get out and going to need a lot more of it when they get out because the simple problems they had have now become complex problems. And many of them are going to come out so badly off that they are disabled and will not be able to be employed anymore, in which case the taxpayer will pay for their disability for the rest of their lives. Beyond those folks, I would say, even for people who aren't going to get out of prison anytime soon or ever, no one should be tortured in their old age. No one should have to live through medical neglect. Prison is the punishment. We are not sentencing people to be tortured medically.
That was Melba Lara speaking with Alan Mills, an attorney with the Uptown People's Law Center. He spent more than a decade suing over poor health care in Illinois prisons. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker seemed to downplay the importance of the contempt order, saying the judge has few options to force faster change. And contrary to the judge, Pritzker insisted that the department has filed with the court a plan to improve health care in Illinois' prisons. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon and a high of 84 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jennifer Fuller, Harrison Malkin, Jim Meadows, and Melba Lara. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.